Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
God is raising up a generation of young people. Don't get discouraged by what you see or what you hear. Yeah, there's a lot of negative news out there about this generation. But God is raising up some young men and women all over the country in every profession and field to stand for Him, much more devoted to Him than even our generation. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, we just saw, Holly, the CU at the poll all over the country, where young people—
All over the world, actually,
all over the world, yeah. It's gone to be a worldwide event. Mm-hmm. Began in 1990 as a grassroots movement with 10 students. 10 students in 1990 started what is now a worldwide event.
They now began you have millions, yeah.
Praying at their school.
That's awesome.
It's become an international prayer movement. Now, 28 years later, millions of students participate in more than 20 countries on their campuses on the fourth Wednesday in September.
It's phenomenal to see, and you see these pictures of these students. You know, maybe sometimes it's just one student, or sometimes it's a large group of students with adults joining them. But it's so encouraging to see the heart of these future leaders of our countries.
Student-led, student-initiated, so powerful, the power of prayer. But even, you know, as important as that is, it galvanizes these young people in their faith and praying for our great nation. It's encouraging to me to see that these young people and know that they are the future.
And you see students and sometimes administrators come to the Lord because of this event.
Yeah, this year's theme was broken, and it was taken from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, I fall on my knees before the Father. And it's called See You at the Poll. They gather at their flagpole. And this is on high school, other schools, middle school, college level, all over the country, all over the world. I saw a picture of someone who knew this individual. And it was an individual, one guy, one young man, standing out there by the flagpole praying in that morning. And that took a lot of courage.
It sure did.
But that young man ultimately is one of the many young leaders. Now you say, well, there's only one person there. What happened to all the others? Well, yeah, you can look at whether the glass is half full or half empty. There's lots of places where there's lots of young people around the flagpole. This one symbolized one young man that was willing to stand for his Lord, to stand for Jesus, no matter what the peer group was doing or not doing. And if you think about Gideon's army, what did that involve? It involved, what, 30,000 soldiers? Well, what would happen if you used 30,000 soldiers against 30,000 other soldiers and you win? Well, then you would take credit for it. Well, our military expertise, our superior fighting skills, we're able to overcome the adversary. And God told Gideon, I don't want that. The glory has to be for you to see me working in you. Mm-hmm. Get rid of those 30,000. All we need is about, what, 300?
300.
300? 300 can ultimately take on 30,000, but they were the right 300. They were the people when they went down to the water, they would take water in their hand while they're still looking around for someone ready to attack. These were people ready to go to the battlefield. Not the other people that were sticking their face in the water and not caring about what was going on around them. These were people who were ready to go no matter what. They were taking water simply because they had to, but they were always having their eye on the ball. And those 300 put tens and tens of thousands of people to rout. That's what is happening now. God is raising up a Gideon's army, and we see it in Covenant Journey. We have the blessing to be able to work with Gideon's army, these young people from all over the country, in every profession, engineers, ministry, teachers, nurses, you name it, people that are pursuing physics, geology, biosciences, medical, all kinds of things. Incredible individuals that are all over the country in all these different sizes and makes of schools, secular schools, hostile environments, Christian environments. They're there. And these individuals are coming to be a part of Covenant Journey. And when they graduate, even while they're in school, it's amazing the impact that they're having.
But you know, Ben, you said recently, these students actually are calling out some of the churches for not speaking out on biblical issues.
Yeah.
Isn't that encouraging that they are willing to do that? What a difference that will make in our country and for God's kingdom in the future.
Yeah, and I encourage you to invest some time into young people. The pattern that I see very frequently, it's not 100%, but it's very frequently, overwhelming majority of these young people, they come to Jesus, they give their life to Jesus at a very young age, sometimes 4, sometimes 5, 6, 7, 8. Could be that their mom or dad is sharing the gospel with them, but they give their life to the Lord, but they don't fully understand how that translates. So they go through the motions of religion. And at some point in time, when they get older, could be 13, could be in their teens, they ultimately make that faith their own, and it no longer becomes a religion of rules, of do's and don'ts, of doing this, but it becomes a relationship with Jesus. And it could be because they've gone to a mission trip, they've gone to some event, they go to a church, and it just simply sinks in, and they recommit their lives. And they go deeper, and that relationship is completely transformative. I can tell you, in working with them, they are more passionate about following the Lord than our generation ever was at that age.
Another ministry that Liberty Counsel is affiliated with, Child Evangelism Fellowship, because now these kids, many of them, as you mentioned, have come to the Lord at a young age, and their spiritual growth takes a while to mature. But they're maturing at a younger age because those seeds were planted early.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, Child Evangelism Fellowship focuses on children K through 5, like 5 through 12, 4 or 5 years old through 12 years old. And that is the critical age group. That's what I see happening in the pattern of these young people in their testimony. So make sure that you are focusing on that young age. It's very critical, 4, 5 through 12. But also provide, make opportunities for churches, families, for that deeper relationship. And it could be a missions trip where they are put into a situation where their faith really becomes their own. Could be a revival. It could be a tragedy. Could be that they're an athlete and they hurt a part of their body and prevents them from going into that particular area because they put their whole identity around doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you do things intentionally so that their identity will be in Jesus, not in what they do or who they associate with or anything external.
You know what I find encouraging too, Matt, is that some of these students on Covenant Journey do not have the support system. They're not in a Christian home per se. They have challenging home situations, but yet they realize that their faith, their relationship with God is the answer. And they're going on these trips and they're seeing that develop to a deeper level. They're rooting that in their hearts and their lives in a new way.
Yeah, by and large, what I see are intact families, but there's also what you're talking about, families that are not intact or people that grow up in families that are either not religious or they're not intact or it's a difficult situation. Either way, what I'm seeing is God working incredible ways in these young people. I encourage you, if you want to transform the generation, Christian college age students, and we select those who are leaders, we want Gideon's army. We don't need the 300,000 or 30,000. We just want the 300. We want the Gideon's army, if you will. We want those who are called and are equipped, and they will do incredible things. If you want to really impact that generation, go to covenantjourney.org. That's a ministry affiliated with Liberty Counsel. It's 501c3, tax-exempt, nonprofit organization, and you can sponsor these young people from around the country. And it literally transforms that. We take them on a 10-day experiential church to Israel to strengthen their Christian faith. But we don't stop there. We continue to live with them. We continue to network with them. We continue to mentor them, to pray for them and with them. Go to covenantjourney.org for more information. That's covenantjourney.org. And also remember to pray for Liberty Council and our family of ministries. For more information about all the different ministries, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.